We can diagnose Fabry disease from measurement of alpha galactosidase activity from leukocytes, which is called standard plasma and dried blood spot, tissue biopsy, which is used rarely nowadays. It can show glycolipid deposits confirming the diagnosis of FD. It should still be discussed in patients with GLA variants of unknown significance and with inconclusive lyso-Gb3 results to assess diagnosis, which we will see later on. And the skin biopsies are easily performed but cannot confirm the presence of significant deposits within the involved organs, and we can use genetic testing. In my center, we use dry blood spots, as you can see here on the on a picture. It's a very easy diagnostic test which you can use for outpatient settings. You use few blood drops on a piece of paper in the marked area, and you send that sample to the reference laboratory, which then can send you results. It's much easier and it's more cost efficient than sending the cuvettes with a sample which you have to freeze and so on. So I think this is the most common scenario in the most centers.